This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Thanks again to Eno Saris from The Athletic, part of our regular weekly lineup. Eno joins us each Thursday on the program. Of course, tomorrow, got our manager's report presented by EcoWater SoCal. This hour of Ben and Woods, though, is brought to you by Robert Half. At Robert Half, they found that 67% of companies want to increase contract talent. That's why their recruiters' expertise and award-winning AI work quickly to find the skilled candidates you want. At Robert Half, they know talent. Visit roberthalf.com/talent today. We'll gather all the 97.3 The Fan talent in less than an hour for the start of our weekly roundtable brought to you by San Diego Roundtable Pizza. It's pizza royalty. And I know you guys like to get a little sometimes preview of the content of the roundtable in advance. And this was actually a question that I had suggested as a topic earlier this week, and we never got to it. So I thought, I'll save it for the roundtable. Then Paulie said, why don't you bring something up a little bit early here? Because we got an hour to go in our show.
You suggested it on our show, and
we never got to it.
Oh, we just didn't get to it.
We just never got to it.
We didn't dismiss it, though.
And it was because the Giants were in town. Obviously, I think most Padres fans agree. Whatever Dodgers fans think, the Dodgers are our number one enemy.
Sure.
When you're a Padres fan.
Yeah, I agree.
Who's number two, then? Who's the second most hated team if you're a Padres fan?
Mine's easy.
You think it's easy?
The easiest answer I've ever given. It's the Colorado Rockies, and it's not even particularly close.
I know that's your answer, but that's...
I just said this is my answer. I didn't say this is everyone's answer. It's an easy answer. The Colorado Rockies.
That doesn't really make a ton of sense, though.
It makes a ton of sense.
They are a thorn in our side.
Well,
correct.
Hang on, because you just phrased it differently than when you phrased it Sunday I said
who's the biggest
Padres'
rival?
Second biggest rival. Right. To just now, you said who do you hate more?
I
than
did.
The
I kind of
just
I,
as much as the Dodgers.
I altered it a little bit because
I hate the Rockies a lot more than the Giants. But if you're going to call it a rivalry, I think it's probably the Giants or maybe even the Diamondbacks, just based on competitiveness.
Proximity is part of that. You know, you either got the California team is the Giants. The Diamondbacks are technically the second closest divisional opponent to you. Seattle is your natural rival. If you're using the word
rival, not even a little.
They finally have the Vetter Cup officially set up this year.
I couldn't care less. I like them. I like the Mariners.
And we're going to do this actually in the draft, so everyone has to pick someone different. I'm kind of leaning toward, and this makes no sense because they're not even in the division. For some reason, the Cubs always, to me, feel like, I don't know, they have tons of fans who always come to Petco Park and, you know, kind of get under our skin. We played them in the 1984 postseason, so there's history there between the Cubs and the Padres that goes a long way back. For me, I don't know, those Cubs games always seem maybe even bigger than the ones against your divisional rivals, which you would assume would be bigger games, but... I don't know. The Cardinals are the team that always felt
like
they
owned. Are you really going to factor something that happened like 40 years ago though, into your decision?
Yeah. I mean, history is an important part of rivalry and hate. as much as anything.
Well, the enemy of my enemy is my friend, so that's why I've never really hated the Giants. So I, you know, I'm like,
Good point.
We went to Oracle, had the time of our lives. I have some Giant fans friends. I adore them. They're smart. They're knowledgeable. They're not violently insane like other fan bases can be. And so I'm like, hey, man, oh, also, those runs that they, that run that they went on, legendary. Absolutely legendary run by the Giants. And so, yeah, they're in the division. But when I look at it, I look at, other than themselves, the Rockies are my biggest hurdle every single year. I loathe the sight of them.
They are the Clint hurdle.
He was their new hitting coach, and it's going well. They did win a game yesterday. I look at it, and I'm like, I can't stand these dudes. I cannot stand these guys. I love Buddy Black as a human, but I look at that team, like, I cannot stand these guys. And, you know, it's not necessarily their fan base, you know.
It's a balanced schedule, but we play them 35 times a year.
Correct. Everything else is balanced, but we play the Rockies at least 30. Let's say, conservatively, I've been to 50 games since I've lived in San Diego. 48 of them have been against the Rockies. Yes. It worked out. Every time I find myself in Petco Park, I'm like, Oh my God, we're playing the Rockies. It's going to be my purgatory.
Rockies fans consider as their number one
their
rival.
Their owner.
Dick Manfart. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, does every other team in the NL West, Padres, Giants, Diamondbacks, and Rockies, all think the Dodgers are their, like, main rival?
I don't know. We had some good, when we first started as a show, we had some good battles with Arizona. We had all the Bob Brenly stuff.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Him, you know, being pretty racist against Fernando Tatis Jr. We had them ripping on Manny. I find myself disliking them quite a bit. I really do.
I do like their skipper now.
I do. I like Torrey now. Back then, I did not. Who was their skipper when we started? It was, I can see his face. Who was it when we started in 2018 as a show? Who was their skipper?
Lavella's been there a while.
Was it? No. Who was it? Somebody will tell us.
It was
list of Diamondbacks.
Torrey was hired in 2017.
Okay. Yeah. Right, maybe it was him.
Before him, 2 years of Chip Hale.
Chip Hale.
And then Kirk Gibson was there for about 5 years.
Okay.
And then A.J. Hinch actually was there. And Bob Melvin was there too, remember? Yeah. The Cardinals are an interesting choice because Padres have played the Cardinals in the playoffs more than any other team they've met in the postseason. They had the two losses in the 2000s, and then they beat them in the wild card series in the pandemic year. I remember, though, distinctly when I used to do the pre- and the post-game show host, you know, thing back in the early 2000s, Padres couldn't beat the Cardinals at all. It was ridiculous. They felt like they lost, I don't know,
80%,
like 28 out of 31 games against the Cardinals in
a stretch. That's right, boy.
They just, you know, Albert Pujols. It was like we have no earthly way of beating this team whatsoever.
That's
no
right.
chance.
Hey, you can't beat them. Join them.
No right. chance at all of beating that team.
I do kind of loathe the Diamondbacks a little bit. Probably other than the Dodgers, probably the most in our division, maybe tied with the Rockies. But the Rockies, I feel like, are our biggest. I feel like they're my biggest hurdle. I hate watching those games, especially at Coors Field. I can't stand it. It's not baseball as it was intended to be played. It makes me sick to my stomach, and we got to deal with that next week.
And if you had to pick an American League team, the Mariners are the assigned
rival. Love the
rival.
Mariners. Love them.
I don't feel really any animosity toward the Mariners at all. I would pick
probably the Yankees.
Yankees, who are coming up on this road trip, obviously. I get to play them every year now, but a big trip to Yankee Stadium, and clearly part of that goes back to 1998, and part of it just goes to the fact that the Yankees are
the Yankees,
and every team's going to consider it a big series when you go into the Bronx. You're going to face that team, as the Padres will do next Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday.
Yeah, Astros is a good one for recent history. As far as the AL goes, but for me, it's mostly NL teams. It's mostly NL guys.
So I don't know. It seemed like the Giants was kind of the logical choice.
But many rivals. I think anybody outside of LA is a stretch.
Sure.
To be honest.
Yeah. Yeah. You're right. I think it's a stretch. A lot of people. I've talked to a lot of Padre fans. They said, "Man, I friggin' hate the Giants. I hate the Giants." And I find myself liking not so much the players, and you know, certainly I'm I'm team Schulte.
Back when it was Barry Bonds and Jeff Kent,
much
easier. They were pretty easy to dislike. Yeah.
I don't like Giants fans. I don't really care.
See, they've always been cool to me. I've never run into the real negative Giant fan. I saw those.
I had to live with three of them in college.
That'll change.
Oh, by the way, from the years 2010 through 2014.
They're insufferable at that point. They're running around the house with their pants off.
But Boach was the manager, and it's impossible to hate Boach. And Flan was there.
Like, yeah, so I get
it. So there was always that mitigating factor, even when they were, you know, stomping on everybody and winning World Series that decade, then it was hard to hate them because of those guys.
Dude, and I was talking to one of my Little League dads yesterday. We were after the game. We all went to dinner, and we were talking about that Giants run. And he's like, bro, I grew up a Padres fan. He goes, can't hate Tim Lincecum. Can't hate Matt Cain. You can't hate any. I go, you can hate Mad Bum. You can't hate Brandon Crawford. Like, all those guys, geez, just straight up geez across the board. Yeah, like, so I was kind of in
there. Mike says Phillies fans, I dislike them. I, you know, had the failure against the Phillies in the NLCS a couple of years ago.
Well, we're not able to judge yet. We're going to go out to Philly in July, and we'll have our own.
I don't get the sense that I hate the Phillies, though.
I like the Phillies.
Yo, call me when you get your phone.
That's after a guy bullies Ben, steals his phone, throws it onto a field.
Yo, call me when you get your phone.
And screams at you. I wonder if...
Please,
God, let Ben get accosted verbally by a Philly fan.
Oh, look, it's the Padre.
I can't even do it. Like, it's their accent's impossible. So we'll see. We'll make our own judgments after our
trip. Mets earn some hate points with the Joe Musgrove ear.
I don't like the Mets.
Everything, yeah.
I really don't like them. I love the players on the Phillies, though, for like almost to a man. I really do.
See, like, Phillies and Braves are, like, I don't feel any animosity towards them, but they are, like, comparable.
Yeah.
You're going to see them in the playoffs over the, you know, we've seen them a few times already, like... I guess, but again, anything outside of LA is manufactured at this point.
Yeah, Brandon, it's a surprise you don't appreciate the Dodgers, to be honest, since Dodger fans are funding the YouTube chat so much. Love you or hate you, they're still listening. They paid for this trip to Philly. I mean, there's
really
no question about it. This is all them, and we are going to celebrate on their dime, so keep it coming.
So we'll see what the other people have to say about Padres rivals and the second most hated team of the Padres fan base coming up during the roundtable later today. We can also take a look at what the Padres are continuing to do in the minor leagues recently, because Luis Camposano is still hitting. And whether or not he's ever going to catch again for the Padres, and I know numbers in El Paso are completely inflated and fake. He homered off Clayton Kershaw yesterday as Kershaw made a rehab start for Oklahoma City. It is the sixth home run of the year, I believe, already for Campy. He is hitting .318 with a .434 OBP, 600 slugging, 16 runs batted in, 24 games. He is clearly hitting a lot in the minor leagues. What is it going to take for Campy to find his way back to the San Diego Padres, if at all?
To hit in the major leagues, which it's always been for Luis Camposano.
Well, yes, but he can't do that unless you give him another chance to do so.
I mean, the fact that he's still with the team in the organization means that they, you know, are going to give him another look at some point. Don't know when it's going to be. Don't know how successful he's done this before. I'm rooting for him. I am. We need him, right? We need some contribution from Luis Camposano. And I was ready, I think, like a lot of Padres fans, to give up on Adrian Morejon a couple of years ago. I'm so glad I didn't, because look what he has turned himself into.
Because obviously a pitcher and a hitter are very two different paths, but in terms of timeline and how long they've been in the organization, Adrian's been in there longer, but it, you know, you do feel like the starts and the stops with Adrian Morejon kind of parallel some of what you've seen with Luis Camposano.
Well, I mean, look, man, I use myself as an example. I'm glad my dad didn't kick me out of the organization when I was 32. You know what I mean? Like, some of us are late bloomers, and I hope that Luis Camposano, whatever it is that he's unlocked down there to rip the cover off the ball, hit a 109-mile-an-hour home run off of Clayton Kershaw yesterday, a tank. You know, it's great. It's good to see. He's been given chance after chance after chance, and I do hope that one time it pans out and he has a monster year and reaches some of his potential, because I do think it's in there.
Speaking of AAA El Paso, another interesting note from last night's game against Oklahoma City, Sean Reynolds turned in a third scoreless rehab appearance, four outs, walked one batter, got the win actually in the game last night. Are we now at the point where Sean Reynolds is ready to join the Padres bullpen? And if he does, whose spot does he take the Padres bullpen?
No idea. I mean, do they believe in Berger to moving forward? He's only thrown, I think, 16 pitches at the big league level so far. Didn't use him in this series at all. Didn't really need to. But, yeah, we'll see.
But they're going to need a fifth starter in a couple of days.
Yeah, see how he's deployed. With Gillespie going down, that's kind of your long man. Is it going to be Berger that's your long man? Sean Reynolds isn't a long man.
Interesting that he went four outs in his last start. I can't imagine they're thinking of him as a long man. He doesn't seem like he projects as a long man. But, yeah, I mean, the bullpen has been so good.
Is David Morgan still on the roster?
Oh, yes. Yeah, David Morgan is still on the roster. Yeah, you could switch David Morgan out.
Diesel says Peralta or Yuki. Come
no,
on.
No, they're not
those
going anywhere.
Those guys have been better.
And, again, Peralta is he's got a guaranteed contract for a couple of years. He's not, Wandy's not going anywhere. And Yuki's not going anywhere. Yuki's been good.
They both have been good. They both have been.
Yeah, you know, with both David Morgan and Ryan Berger, you do have
the
spot.
The bullpen's been so good that if somebody gives up a run,
you're like, what is happening?
You got to send them down. You got to send them down. You can't have that.
That's crazy how good they've been.
I mean,
crazy.
Alec Jacobs still has options, but he's been very solid.
He has. I don't know who Sean Reynolds replaces. I don't. Is he trade?
Yeah, probably David Morgan at this point.
Yeah,
and I don't know if they want to see one more, or if he may be joining them in Pittsburgh after three rehab appearances for a reliever. That's about generally all you're looking for, I would think, in rehab starts.
For sure.
That's another roster move to keep an eye on, in addition to the potential returns of Brandon Lockridge and Jackson Merrill in the next 2 to 4 days, likely getting both of those guys back with the Padres as well.
All right, go to break, because I'm going to pee my pants. So.
Oh, you need to go use the restroom.
I do.
Okay.
All right.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Just one more thing before you go.
Just wrap it up.
Yeah, we're just going to wrap it up.
Tell everybody about ST Fat Loss.
Okay.
Yes,
we'll
do that.
So.
Good.
All right, Woodsy's leaving. I guess I've got no choice. Paul, you've got a Throwback Thursday for us coming up.
Yeah, short clip from a couple of years ago. An absolute stop the show moment.
Stop the show moment. I like that. We also will give away some boxing tickets in a moment when we return as well. First, though, I believe Woods is correct. It is time for me to tell you about SDFatLoss.com. Okay, so May 1st, a little May gray. You know that's going to last through the June gloom. But then by the time July gets here, you're definitely going to want to be beach, pool, shorts, summer season in San Diego. And I tell you this right now, if you started the SDFatLoss.com program today, you can be down 10 to 20% of your body weight by the time the sun actually comes out for good in summer in San Diego, because in just 60 days, you can do what I did. I lost 40 pounds in 60 days. A lot of clients, 20 to 30, not uncommon in a month or two, up to a pound of fat per day, simply by following your counselor's strategies developed by a doctor. They've got a great team at SDFatLoss.com to help you lose weight fast, naturally, and safely, with no drugs or injections and no need to buy any prepackaged bars, shakes, or mixes. You don't even need to have to exercise to lose the weight. I did it. You can do it as well. Simply set up a free consultation right now at SDFatLoss.com. And, hey, we're keeping it running through May. $200 off. Spring is still here, so the spring special is still in effect. $200 off. They're already affordable program to lose weight. I mean, what would you pay? I mean, what should you pay to change your life for good? I have done it, and I just feel so much better than I did a couple of years ago before I lost the weight. Please, just check it out today. Go to SDFatLoss.com. That's SDFatLoss.com. Results may vary.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Hey, I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
And together, we host the true crime podcast, Psychopedia.
It's true crime infused with comedy.
Making it a crimedy.
Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Only sports show in America that didn't do an hour at least on LeBron's legacy today. I'm very proud of that. Very proud, indeed.
Well, we didn't do it because it doesn't really change at all.
Oh, totally. That's what most Lakers fans are telling themselves this morning.
Did he damage his legacy?
No. He's fine.
And they lost
he's
a great playoff series to a team that essentially had the same record they did this season.
Right. Cope, let's hear it. Load up your bowl full of copium, light your lighter, and smoke it down.
They lost.
Smoke it down. Big bomba class before bossing on my head. I heard Maggie and Perloff. I mean, they were all over it. I'm sure you did too on your way. I walk into the studio and they're on the cue speaker. So I heard it and I immediately turned it down because I don't want to listen to it. And then I'm sure you listened on your way in. Or did you? Could you
I
not?
I didn't. I was actually.
Could you not deal?
I listened to an interview with JP Morosi on MLB Network Radio.
Well, what did JP have to say? I like JP.
He was actually talking about his Hall of Fame podcast that he does and some interviews he's got. Lee Smith coming up and other guys he's talked to. And he had a Mike Schmidt story from his interview about how he once, Mike Schmidt said, Philly fans were tough on him.
They were brutal on him.
Even on a future Hall of Famer, they were really tough on him, yet he always listened to Sports Talk Radio.
He did.
On his way to the ballpark.
Is he insane?
And it drove him crazy.
It really did. It got to him.
He still wanted to call in, but he was smart enough, he knew he couldn't.
If he did, he was dead.
Call in. But at the time, I guess his wife's mom was living with them, so he had his mother-in-law call in to defend him.
You're joking.
Once. No, he said he told that story to J.P. Morosi on his podcast. Oh. His mother-in-law call in to Philly Sports Talk Radio to go,
"You leave him alone. He is a, I don't think he's going to go to the Hall of Fame."
She was supposed to be kind of like an anonymous caller.
So she,
don't be so hard on Mike Schmidt. He's a great player.
It's the 1980s version of a Twitter burner that you're like, no, Woods is great. Are you kidding? He's such a good dude. Like, it's his own burner.
Is it possible that I listened to that to avoid the Lakers LeBron talk?
Maybe that's exactly right. We have MLB Network on. And we have our YouTube show that you can watch us live on YouTube. We have our own show on because we're egomaniacs up on the other TV. But if you put on whatever's on right now, First Take or
it's been all
Hot Take. I mean, there's no way he's better than Jordan now. Blah blah. I mean, it's just going to be 72 hours of this.
All right, let's not act like Michael Jordan didn't get bounced out of the first round.
Absolutely.
Before he got some elite top 50 NBA players.
If I ever got a show on like FS1 that was one of those shows, I know what I would call it now. Hot Beef.
Hot Beef. Yeah, Hot Beef with Ben Higgins.
Hot Beef.
A really decent.
One of those debate shows.
Yeah, Hot Beef.
Hot Beef.
Oh, it's good, actually.
I think it's a good thing.
You could actually probably sell that. Tell our agent.
Hot Beef.
To get off Instagram and start pitching Hot Beef the debate show. Guy sent me one yesterday.
All right, Pauly, we got a Throwback Thursday segment from, this was back in 2022?
Yeah, 2022, 3 years ago tomorrow. Now, don't have a ton of context. This clip starts with us kind of laughing, and we're going out to the phones. We had been talking for whatever reason, something happened. We were talking about, like, wedding crashing and if that's fun, if that's a fun idea, and we threw it out to the listeners. We're like, oh, did anybody crash your wedding? Have you ever crashed a wedding?
I vaguely remember.
Let us know. We'd love to hear from you. So we're taking a couple of people did call in and talk about it. And then Dave called in.
Fainting stories or wedding wrecker stories, 833-288-0973. Let's see what is this. Dave, you're on the air with Ben and Woods here on 97.3 The Fan. How are you?
Bro, I'm screaming.
Good vibes right now.
I'm okay. Oh. I hated those stupid rumors about trading Hosmer. And last year, the slump was team-wide. They had a meltdown after the All-Star break. Right. And I'm a big Eric Hosmer fan. Big, big, big. And ooh, they were making me mad, and I was calling John Sinclair about it, and I was, I know Eric Hosmer's a dang good baseball player, and during that 16-game perfect defense record, that was good.
Did you ruin a wedding, though, Dave? That's the word.
Cares about
no, all right, okay, that's
who
fine. No, no,
wedding.
It's good.
That? That guy is definitely, he's definitely had
big,
a...
Big, big, big.
He's definitely had a soft pack of Camels in his front pocket at one point in his life.
I'm a big Eric Hosmer fan. Big, big, big.
Whoo.
I wonder if that's Eric Hosmer's that mother-in-law. Good.
Maybe, potentially, yeah.
Have you ever
ruined a wedding? Hi.
Big, big, big.
I hated those rumors about Eric Hosmer. Well, nobody asked you at all about that.
I mean, I promise you, we weren't talking about Eric Hosmer.
It's not the topic of the day.
Oh, I remember now, Ben fainted at a wedding. That was the story. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Whose wedding was it?
It was...
Your cousin or something?
Yeah, no, it was like... whose wedding was that?
And you fainted.
I did. I didn't lock my knees too long.
He did. He fainted.
Someone like... Wife's side of the family, in-laws,
yeah,
somewhere.
And you were in the wedding party.
No. I was simply standing in the back.
Oh, standing.
Just standing.
Just watching the wedding.
There was no seats. It was a standing wedding.
The old SRO wedding.
Yes.
Standing room
exactly.
Only. Okay.
And it was a warm afternoon, San Diego summer.
You're
out
in
like
a
Point
suit.
Loma. I was in a suit, standing with my knees locked too long. And
boom.
I just all of a sudden felt lightheaded. And the next thing I knew, I was down on the ground.
Done that. It sucks.
You have?
Yeah. I didn't know. I was like 18. I didn't know that like locking your knees while standing for a long period of time can make you faint.
Yeah.
And I was downtown. I was downtown Seattle summer in high school. And we were watching like they had this big event. It was like a soapbox derby Red Bull thing. And I was just standing there. I was like, I don't feel very good. I'm going to go sit down. And as I like turned and started to walk away from the crowd, next thing I knew, I was on the ground. I do not remember, like, actually pass. I was on the ground, like, what the hell happened? They're like, Paul, you just fell over.
You guys are like Tony Soprano, man. I mean, holy cow. I don't think I've ever fainted. I don't think I have. I don't remember it.
You don't remember. Well, you don't really remember
when
the actual fainting
yeah.
because you're out. It is weird, though, just locking your knees would have such an effect on your
cuts
head.
Off your circulation.
Yeah, I mean, I've been in plenty of weddings, and they always tell you, don't lock your knees up there. Standing up there for hours in a Catholic wedding.
Pedotes 78 in the chat says, I crashed a quinceañera once. We stole the cake. Not my proudest moment. Saddest
quinceañera
15-year-old in history.
Yep.
Where's my cake? My special cake for my special day.
We stole it, and we ran away with it. I've done the old at a hotel. There's a wedding. Ambled in, grabbed a cocktail before, but didn't stay and didn't, you know, shoot the breeze. Just like kind of, oh, we can kind of mingle in and grab a drink and split. I've done that move before, but I've never actually crashed one. Like, let's go and stay and dance.
Make up an identity.
Make up an identity like the movie or anything like that, man. That's so good. I forgot all about Dave. I hope Dave's doing okay. Dave, if you're still here with us on this
big, big, big.
On this planet, even. or listen to the show, please call in at 833-288-0973. We'd like to say hello.
We'll either get
we'll get right
to Dave, or we'll get to our Rindle report coming up in our final segment before the roundtable. That is next with Ben and Woods here on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Well, how about Woodsy one more time? I just told you, somebody said in the chat that EcoWater is running right through Woodsy. I did have to, I had to run out and go to the bathroom. I do drink a ton of water. I do drink exclusively EcoWater. We do in our home. We got the system put in a couple years ago, and it has been a revelation. I rarely get credit for any good ideas I have. This is one that I continuously get patted on the back for. Great job, babe, with the EcoWater. Yeah, it's amazing. My kids, I feel very happy that my kids and my wife, we're all drinking the best water. We're cooking with the best water. Our coffee tastes delicious. Our skin feels better. You can absolutely see the difference. You can taste the difference every single day with EcoWater. Also, if you don't have the EcoWater system, the hard water could be wrecking your plumbing, appliances, and water heater. If you had to do a whole home repipe, if it just ravaged it, which it absolutely will, it could run you up to $24,000. Another reason why I love the EcoWater system in our home, keeping water soft since 1925. Call today, get a free in-home water test today. Try the Soft Life and alkaline water for just $9.95 a month. You can call 760-350-3338, 760-350-3338, or just go to ecowatersocal.com. Let them know Woodsy sent you. Not everything in life should be hard, especially your water, keeping it soft since 1925.
And let's go right out to the phone lines where Dave is standing. No.
Oh, you just made my heart leap.
I thought I would.
Man.
No, Dave did not call in.
Damn it.
During our break. I'm sorry to disappoint you.
If anybody hears from Dave, Dave, we miss you. Love those calls. Just completely random, off-topic calls.
Big Xander Bogaerts fan. Big.
I didn't like that talk. That was so good. Dave, man, yeah, Guzzinator, he got me too. He said I was just so excited for a second.
Sorry.
I can't see the screen, so I didn't know if he was BSing me or not. Turns out he was. I'm a gullible one. I fall for everything.
My bad, my bad. All right, I'm hungry. We should have pizza coming in shortly, which is good. But first, we got a Rindle report. Paulie with his headlines after our last check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan.
And get things started here with our edition, today's edition of the Rindle Report.
Now tuned into the greatest.
Welcome to the Rindle Report with Paul Rindle.
Hi, Paul.
All right.
Two stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And one story that you didn't know you needed.
Are you laughing, biatch?
It's the Rindle Report.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
On 97.3 The Fan.
Are you ready to bless the mood? I need some help, please.
That was good.
Can I get a hoy? Oh, yeah.
All right.
I forgot we had him in the Rindle Report intro. That was good.
That was good.
So random. All right, go ahead, Ben.
Just got a tweet from Jetty B. Looked it up on the old artificial intelligence overview. Soaking lips in milk, especially raw milk, is a natural moisturize and soothe chapped lips. I just knew it instinctively, Woods. It just felt right. Milk can help soften rough skin, deeply cleanse pores, and gently exfoliate.
Milk does not exfoliate.
That's what it says.
It doesn't.
For a more targeted treatment, consider using a milk and turmeric paste.
Yes.
Or mixing milk with rose petals for a more luxurious lip mask.
Please, next time you have chat lips.
I need to open Ben's Milk Lip Salon.
Yeah. Just Ben's milk lips.
Have it set up where you can just kind of lean in.
Yeah, and bowls
milk
for everyone.
Gently flows right over your lips.
Milk face. All right, Paulie, take it away.
Well, we did talk about the Lakers and LeBron's legacy after their 4-1 series exit, playoff exit yesterday at the hands of the Timberwolves.
Totally didn't get swept.
No, did not totally get swept.
It is a gentleman's sweep, though.
Yes, the gentleman's sweep.
The Rockets, they held off elimination. Golden State has a 3-2 series lead now after Houston won 131-116 last night. That was the only other game.
Was that the old, hey, we have to go there for game five, so we're going to kind of back it off and save it all for our game six at home on Friday night?
I don't think you ever
do
that.
In the playoffs, you never do that. You don't risk it.
I hate that.
It happens a lot, though.
Maybe in basketball you feel it, but I don't like that.
It didn't happen for the Lakers.
Take your dubs where you can get them.
Yeah. Tonight, two games. It starts at 4:30 on TNT. You've got the Knicks and the Pistons.
What's
Knicks,
that series at?
Knicks have a 3-2 series lead.
But
they
the Pistons
close it
just
out.
Won the last game. Looked pretty good
it's
doing
in Detroit
so.
Tonight. So okay. That could be a good game. And then Nuggets and Clippers. Denver took a 3-2 series lead a couple nights ago.
I want to see that one go 7. So go Clippers tonight. I'd love to see a game 7 in that series.
That'll be at the Intuit Dome.
I'm into it.
In L.A. You are into it.
I'm
all right. And that's it for sports.
That's fast.
I've said in the past, I think we would be a better country if we got rid of coins entirely.
Yeah, agreed.
I don't think... I just
used some in a parking meter yesterday, or two days ago.
I didn't know those still worked.
I didn't know that they still had those
when I was
either.
On El Cajon Boulevard,
yep.
And I was on my way to Channel 10, but I was hungry, so I stopped for a sandwich at a deli liquor store, and all they had was metered parking in front. And luckily, I had a quarter... Got me 6 minutes of time.
There are meters available right now that don't have like the Apple Pay or
slide
a card.
Just a regular old meter with coins.
Now, did you find that liquor store sandwich shop on Eater?
I found it on either Yelp or Eater. They had, it's called the Girls Deli, and it was pretty good.
Ben just roaming El Cajon Boulevard at the Girls Deli.
In the back of the ABC Liquor Store, and it's it's a good deli, and I had a really good tuna melt.
You are such a deviant.
Nothing about
eating
that sounded
hot tuna
good.
At a liquor store called the Girls Store.
Well, the tuna is technically not hot. You melt the cheese on top of it, the tuna remains...
Cheese on fish,
side.
It never makes sense
Works
to me.
For me.
Never. It never
Works
makes
for me.
Sense.
On a hot San Diego afternoon.
I just grilled you up a nice piece of mahi. Let me put a nice slice of Swiss on top of it, melt it over. You would be like, bro, get this out of my face.
I don't think that it's necessarily as big of a deal as some people make it out to be.
Cheese on fish.
It's not the worst
it's disgusting.
Combo.
Disgusting.
It's not. It really isn't.
If I was starving in the desert, I wouldn't eat it. I would not eat it. I would pick the cheese off and then eat it.
I mean, people put tartar sauce on fish.
It's not cheese.
But it's got that same kind of tanginess
no,
as
it doesn't.
Cheese. And
what are you talking about?
Creamy and tangy.
But it's not
so why
cheese.
Why couldn't you put cheese? What's the difference?
You don't put cheese on... Would you order a piece of salmon
I do know
with
that
melted cheddar on top?
I don't think... Now, salmon's
okay.
More of an oily fish.
No, see,
I don't think that would work.
El Carlos says there's fish tacos with melted cheese.
I love an especial fish taco. Has cheese and guacamole on it. It's good.
No.
Absolutely.
Paulie, do you eat cheese on fish?
No.
No.
I don't like tuna, so I've never had a tuna melt.
I love tuna, but I will not eat it hot or with cheese on it.
Zen says Girls Deli, actually really good. It is.
Yeah, I like believe
salmon.
That.
I like salmon, but I'm not
care
putting a
about
slab
their, they care about their products.
Why would there be a fish in the desert, Spencer? If I'm in the desert, I'm probably not hungry. I'm probably thirsty.
Oh, yeah. An El Gobernador taco with the fish and the melted cheese on the tortilla is outstanding. Mm-hmm. Outstanding. Onions, peppers, cheese,
I'm
and...
I'm going to throw up.
Filet of fish has cheese on it. It's hideous.
Hot fish and sandwich and cheese is just not... doing it for me right now. Anyways, this all started
anyway
from a story. And do you know where Alvord, Texas is?
Alvord? I've never heard of it.
Alvord. It's in North Texas.
Nope.
Further evidence that we can just move on from coins entirely, because a semi truck on U.S. Highway 287 over in Wise County, Texas, had an accident, and they were
pooped his pants.
They were carrying $800,000 worth of dimes in this truck, and the freeway
dimes
was shut down the entire day. The entire day, the freeway was completely closed off while a crew had to clean up $800,000.
You cannot pick it up with your finger.
Especially if you bite your fingernails.
Yeah, which
like
I do.
We
do. You can't do it.
You cannot pick up a dime if it's flat on the ground.
No.
It's just like impossible to do
it's
so.
It's so hard.
8 million dimes is what they estimated
Eight
were scattered on the highway.
Dimes.
The driver like veered off. I don't know if he was falling asleep or whatever, because he overcorrected his truck, his big rig, and flipped. And roughly 8 million dimes just sprayed everywhere all over the freeway. And I started thinking about, you ever pick up a coin off the ground? Off the concrete.
Off the concrete.
It's so hard to grab them.
I think you got to get one of those big electromagnetic trucks and just start just magnetic.
You can maybe pick up one at a time, but we're talking about 8 million dimes
shop
here.
Back, as Shockwave says. Yeah, I agree.
Sounded awful.
It's a good bit for your kids. If you need to kill like an hour, just throw, I don't know, 800 dimes on the ground and be like, all right, pick these
then
dimes
you get to
up.
Keep them when you're done.
You get to keep them when you're done.
Take them to the coin star.
What do you even use a dime for these days? You know,
I mean, the parking meter also took dimes.
Oh, yeah. That's it. I guess that's it.
You wanted another 2 minutes on your six that you got for the quarter.
Nickel gets you 30 seconds. Yeah. Just pumping nickels in there. 1 minute, 2 minutes,
penny,
3 minutes.
Pennies really have no use
pennies
whatsoever.
No use.
Other than flipping a coin. Yeah. There's nothing
you
can
you
do
just
with
flip
a penny.
A quarter. That's what I do.
And then finally, we wrap it up here with a story that is absolutely curated for one of you.
Ooh. Hot fish. We've already done, so I know that's
okay, so
not
then I'll
bad.
Give this story to Woods.
Okay.
We got a list of the top 10 best opening lines in rock music.
Ooh,
the lyrics, the
in
best
rock music.
Opening lines. This was from a Screen Rant.
Okay.
Put this together a few days ago. I'll just blow through the numbers 10 through 5 real quick, and then we can kind of get into 5 through 1. Planet Caravan by Black Sabbath.
Oh, what a song.
Sympathy for the Devil, The Rolling Stones.
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste.
I think it is kind of badass.
It's badass.
I like
pretty
that
good.
Open.
Yes.
The Eagles, Hotel California, Dark Desert Highway.
On a Dark Desert Highway, cool wind in my hair. One smell of Kalitas rising up to the air. It's a great one.
Let It Be by the Beatles.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be.
Come As You Are by Nirvana, number 6.
Come As You Are. As you were, as I want you to be. It's yeah, that's okay.
And then the top 5. Don't Stop Believing by Journey.
Just a small town girl living in a lonely world. Yep.
Took
great.
The midnight train going anywhere.
Fantastic song.
That's a good one.
Won't Get Fooled Again by The Who. We'll be fighting in the streets.
Yeah, we'll be fighting
with our children,
with
at,
the children
our
at our feet. And the
morals
of
that,
our
that they worship will
be gone.
And the men who spurred us on.
I would actually go with Baba O'Reilly as a better one than that one. Out here in the streets.
Out here in the streets.
I work. Work. Out here in the street. I work. What does he say?
I don't have the lyrics on
him. I get my back into my living, which is just fantastic.
Hmm.
All right.
Baba O'Reilly, out here in the field.
Yeah, I fight for my meals.
I get my back into my living.
Living.
Oh, I don't need to fight to prove I'm right.
That's a brilliant line.
Number 3 on their list. Best opening lines in rock music. The Joker by Steve Miller Band. Some people call me the Space Cowboy. Yeah.
All right.
Some people call me the Gangster of Love.
That's all right.
Some people call me
Maurice.
Woo-hoo.
I wouldn't have put that in the top 5. Thunder Road by Bruce Springsteen. Screen Door Slams. Mary's Dress Sways.
I like, hey, little girl, is your daddy home? Did he go and leave you all alone? Mm-hmm. I got a bad desire. I'm on fire.
And according to ScreenRant.com, the number one opening lines in rock.
Black Dog from Led Zeppelin.
Nope.
Stairway to Heaven.
No.
I also don't...
Give me the band.
That's where it gets a little controversial, at least in my mind. The Bee Gees?
Well, you can tell by the way I use my walk, I'm a woman's man. No time to talk.
Is that a rock song?
It's a disco song.
Yeah.
Disco.
That's disco.
Very disco.
Yeah.
Huh.
I don't know if I agree with these.
I don't dislike that one.
No, I don't dislike it either.
I think I like more simple lyrics.
Like?
Sad. I don't know. I like the ones that are poignant and sad.
Like?
Layla songs. What do you do when you get lonely and nobody's waiting by your side?
That's a great one. Yeah, I would like to do riffs. Best riffs.
First
one,
thing though. I thought
that's
of.
Great riff.
It didn't make the list. Others in the top 15. Sinead O'Connor, Nothing Compares to You.
God.
Space Oddity. Bohemian Rhapsody, Let's Go Crazy,
Dearly Beloved,
Bullet with Butterflies,
Nowhere
Butterfly
is
Wings.
A Vampire, is it?
It's like you think about
those
it,
are
but it's not
they're very memorable.
Yeah.
Is it really meaning? Does it really mean
anything?
I think,
like, for those about to rock, like that one, we go to the guitar bite.
That kicks ass. That really kicks ass.
Yeah, like right from the beginning, hooks you in.
Did you find the AC/DC clip of them over the weekend?
I did.
You did.
But it didn't save.
You didn't
so
save.
Have to go
did
find
you hear it?
I did. It's not.
It's tough, isn't it?
Good.
Kind of broke my heart
and
a little
bit. And it was tough
because
it was somebody was like in the crowd on their phone filming it. So you don't get to hear it very well already.
But you
from
get
there.
The general sense of like, man, it's really, really tough.
It wasn't that far off from like Motley Crue nowadays.
Yeah. Yeah, it was pretty tough.
Tough listen.
There's a lot of good opening lines.
Yeah, here's good. I just looked it up. The Doors. You know, the day destroys the night. Night divides the day.
Yeah. I like a crystal ship. Before you slip into unconsciousness, I'd like to have another kiss. Really good. He's a great, great lyricist. There's so many. I mean, Beatles, like you said. Zeppelin. I mean, no Zeppelin. No Zeppelin in there. Hey, Hey Mama said the way you move, going to make you sweat, going to make you groove. It doesn't really get much better than Black Dog. That's pretty fantastic. I like the Stones one. That was a good one. I like that list. It's pretty decent. It's decent.
Yeah,
it's also very subjective.
It's subjective. Is it most memorable? Like,
would be, I saw a werewolf with a Chinese menu in his hand.
Is that Werewolves
in
London?
Yeah.
I like that song.
Well, I didn't say it was a good song.
That's memorable.
This is a memorable first lyric.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
The song.
All right. Thank you, Paulie.
Welcome.
Excellent Rindle report today.
Thank you.
Okay.
I'm working on my milk spa now.
Just
my milk lips spa.
Just gearing up for the round table.
Seems like overhead would be pretty cheap. Milk is not that expensive.
Okay.
You know,
you gotta have
for beauty product, as beauty products go, you can, you know,
yeah, but how much can you charge?
Lotions and creams are much more expensive.
Save
than milk.
Him saying lotions and creams. Just save that. We'll need it at some point, I'm
there.
Positive.
Quiet.
All right.
Lotions and creams.
Paulie.
I know you like it clean.
I do. I like it very clean, as you know. Roundtable coming up next, brought to you by Roundtable Pizza. Padres off tonight. What are you going to be watching this evening?
Ooh. You know, I believe tonight after work, they're having the 12th anniversary party of the Regal Seagull, and I'm going to go meet everybody there as they celebrate the anniversary where my wife now works, manages the kitchen. So I don't know that I'll be watching a ton of TV tonight.
Okay, so you'll be down there.
For a little while.
I've been watching this Waco documentary on Netflix.
Like the Branch Davidian Waco
one? Did you see it?
Yes.
Bro, I am blown away. I saw the miniseries. That was excellent. That's on Paramount Plus. And Taylor Kitsch plays David Koresh and knocks it out of the park. Really, really well done. This is the documentary, the behind the scenes of what went down with the Branch Davidians. I was a senior in high school, about an hour and a half away. And, you know, at 17 years old, you're like, I don't care anything about the news, right? To go back and watch it now is staggering.
I'm surprised they haven't done one of those full on, at least I haven't seen it, for the Heaven's Gate one up in Rancho Santa Fe.
Yeah.
Oh, there's plenty out there.
Is there a lot of them now? You know, but there hasn't been like one of the money late ones from a streaming service.
There was a new documentary series on the Oklahoma City bombing that was tied to Waco in its roots, so there was a little bit of both.
I think I'm going to finish that tonight.
All right, Mike Schilt tomorrow. We will talk to you at 6 a.m., but of course, we'll talk to you in about 5 minutes on the Roundtable. For Paulie, for Woods, I'm Ben. Don't go away. San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.